Our guest in the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, I came across an article on the 35 least to most anticipated summer movies of 2018, and we're not going to spend any time to speak of talking about the least anticipated. The most anticipated, just to jump right in there and go to the top, is already out, and that's the Avengers Infinity
right.
War.
And I don't think anything will beat it this summer. I mean, it made $250 million the first weekend, and so I doubt that we might have some a little bit of challenger, maybe from the Star Wars movie, but I don't think anything's going to get up to that.
That movie was originally scheduled to be released in May, and for whatever reason, they moved it up to the last weekend of April.
So that means it's already summer. That when those popcorn movies start, that means it's summer.
So it's here.
We're into it.
It's upon us, and they said maybe this is an indication. The writer of the article said maybe this is an indication that the whole summer movie thing is out the window, and we're just going to not pay that much attention to the calendar anymore. But I kind of doubt that. But anyway,
now, there's one a week for the summer. Pretty much one big movie almost every week getting released, and they try to figure it out so they won't be against each other. But it still gets a little tight.
Let's talk about some of the ones near the top of the list. Ocean's 8. With Sandra Bullock and Cate Blanchett coming out June 8th. Now, there's one that I think will do a lot of business.
Yes, this is Steven Soderbergh, who said he was going to retire, but he hasn't, obviously. He is back with the female version of the Ocean stories. There's been several of those, Ocean's 11 and 12 and I don't know what else. But this is about some women, and it's a jewel robbery. A little different, but anyway, it's got some big stars. Cate Blanchett, as you said, it's Sandra Bullock, Anne Hathaway. It looks really fun.
Yeah. I'm taking these more in the order of release date than I am the numerical order of their ranking, but coming out on May 25th, the number two most anticipated movie of the summer, according to this article, Solo, a Star Wars story.
Yeah, this is possible. It could, if we didn't have so many... Well, we have many Avengers movies also, but it could rank up there. This is the prequel to Han Solo's life, and so when we met him in the very first Star Wars, this is before that. So, so instead of Harrison Ford, we have Aiden Ehrenreich, who's a young actor, and some other people, but we also have young Chewbacca. He's smaller. He hadn't grown as big yet.
Not quite as hairy as he ended up being.
He's hairy, but he's smaller. Anyway.
Coming out June 15th, and this is the number three movie on the list. And again, Avengers number one, but number three on the list. The Incredibles 2 animated picture.
I can't believe that either, because that is 15 years old, that first one. Mm. And I believe that the audience is just not around for it, but I may be wrong. It did incredibly good, speaking of incredibly good business back in the day, so maybe so. They're bringing back all the old cast, Holly Hunter, all of them are in it, and it was a pretty revolutionary at the time because the action heroes in it, it's kind of pretty violent for a cartoon.
But, I did not realize it had been that many years, 15 years
yeah,
since.
Yeah, I didn't. My grandson was four, and now he's 19.
So my goodness.
That's what... We went to see it.
Mission Impossible is high on the list. Mission Impossible Fallout coming out July 27th with Tom Cruise.
He does his own stunts. It does look amazing. Again, I don't know how you can top any of the others, but he's still kicking. He's doing them.
Are there any others that you'd have on the list that are not on this list?
I have. No, I just went by the list.
Yeah.
I had... Ant-Man and the Wasp, which is July the 6th, which is because it is part of the Marvel Universe, there'll be some people interested in that. That's the second Ant-Man movie.
And that's coming out in early July.
Oh, it said July 6th.
Uh-huh.
And Skyscraper, which is a movie with Dwayne Johnson, and it's about climbing buildings or something. It's July 13th. And it will do pretty good business. One of them that everybody's raved about, it's not an action movie such as this. It's more of a it's got some scary side to it. It's called Under the Silver Lake, and it's rated pretty high up there, too.
Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again over the telephone line.
Okay, thank you.
Harold Banner movie critic Alice Reese, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.